Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of 5 books, the most recent book being Decision Making Mastery. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure you check it out. It's in written version through Amazon or through my website. You can get the audio version. So do check that out because I do think people could benefit from being better at the decision making process. And I believe it really is a part of co-creating the destiny that we most desire. So welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And beautiful Bali has been a bit wet and grey at the moment, but wet and grey is all right. In the tropics, you get wet, you don't get hypothermia, you just get wet and then you dry out again. So it's quite a pleasant thing and it cleans the place up. So I'm all for it, it's all good. So I want to keep things practical, as always, in my endeavor to help you raise your level of consciousness, creativity, abundance, success, vitality, vibration, all of that sort of stuff. So I've decided today to just riff around a particular, it's called a presupposition in neuro-linguistics programming, NLP. And a presupposition is just a statement, and a statement of truth when you sort of unpack it. There's a truth within it, because so often there's a truth, but because of all the beliefs that we've, you know, created, learned over life, all the experience and the meaning we've given to that, we sort of cover these things up. And this statement is quite a powerful statement. Again, there's a deep sense of truth to it. When you sort of, you know, take yourself out of fear and just like let it land, it actually feels like right. It actually feels like a truth. And the statement is, and I've already said it because I've called the title of this podcast, it, all you need is within you now. All you need is within you now. And the idea is that already within the architecture of yourself, the physical, the non-physical, the body, mind and soul, your relationship with consciousness, all of that stuff, you already have everything that you need, not only to survive in life, because I think, you know, we as humans have got so much more potential than that. Maslow would have talked about self-actualization at the top of his pyramid of hierarchy of needs. So again, I believe we've got the ability to evolve up to fairly high places. So again, it's not just about surviving, it's about thriving. And I think we have that ability. And over the last 18 months, I've come more and more to the idea that I think we've been hoodwinked into this idea of being led down the path of thinking we're less powerful than we are. And again, if we think we're less powerful than we are, we're more likely to be manipulated, coerced, steered, encouraged into, influenced into certain directions that may be for the benefit of someone else and not necessarily for our benefit. If we believe that we have strength and power within ourselves, it's much harder to steer us in a direction that doesn't necessarily feel in alignment with us and doesn't support our sort of thriving story. So, you know, my work going forward and the work I do with my clients, and, you know, I'm going to do some more work around a program that I'm calling Becoming a Natural Superhuman, is about tapping into this innate power that we have within us. Because again, I think we've got attached to a little bit thinking that someone and something outside of ourselves is going to lead us, you know, to where we need to go, is going to have all the answers for us. And quite often, you know, that person or that thing outside of ourselves doesn't necessarily know the fullness of who you are as an individual and who I am as an individual. So they don't necessarily know what the best course of action is, what the best way to navigate through this interesting thing called life. So I'm here to tell you, and this is the message of, you know, this podcast now, is you're so much more powerful than you've been led to believe. You've got this ability within yourself to tap into, you know, all these pieces and parts of you. You've got the ability to tap into courage. You've got the ability to tap into tenacity, to grit, to resilience, an ability to tap into curiosity, and from that curiosity, this deep sense of creativity. So creating something from nothing, you have that ability. You have this ability of imagination imagination, you know, when it's stirred up, can create absolutely magnificent outcomes. So again, this, you know, short recording for me, this short message for me is just reminding you how powerful you are, reminding you that there's no brokenness to you. You know, there's the malleability of not only our brain, you know, your neuroscientists talk about neuroplasticity, our brain's ability to grow and change, but, you know, our entire being. If we get down to the quantum level, like, you know, very little of our physical being is actually physicality. Most of it is information, energy, space, ether. So again, we've got this ability, this flexibility to change significantly, certainly when we start changing things at our mind level, when we start having a better relationship with our emotions, when we start having a better relationship with ourselves, and we start having more meaningful, more kind, more impactful conversations with ourselves, less judgmental of ourselves. And if we stop judging ourselves and sit there within the magnificence of which we are, then this stuff can come up. All that you need is within you now. So whatever it is that you want to do in life, however you want to navigate your way through life, whatever you want to create in life, whatever you want to imagineer into being, you have that capacity within you. So again, don't believe someone, something outside of you that tells you you don't have that. You know, maybe there's a skill gap there, but, you know, that can easily be filled. Learn the skills to, you know, bring something into being. But the actual bringing forth of it, the ability to create, you already have that. You are a creative being. Again, it may require us to step back and step into our magnificence. And this is what I think is the calling card of, you know, where we are at the moment and the experience we're going through on planet Earth is a reminder to step back into self and step back into this magnificence of self, this pure light and love that is at the essence and the core of your being. Let go of the things that no longer serve you. Of late, I've been doing a lot of work around letting go. Based on the work of Dr. David Hawkins, who wrote Power Versus Force, I've talked about letting go and I've done a podcast on the principle of letting go. But this idea of letting go of anything that doesn't serve you in this moment, letting go of old ideas, letting go of old stories, letting go of beliefs, letting go of thoughts in the moment, letting go of emotions that don't necessarily serve you in the moment, letting go of the energy behind those emotions so that the emotion can crumble, letting go of the idea of what you think you should, in inverted commas, do or shouldn't do, letting go of all of that so that you can come back into the core of your being, the core of your being that does have everything you need. And from within that space, you know, closer to the essence of who you are, the uniqueness of who you are, and come from that place and create from that place. And again, you have all of everything that you need within you to create whatever it is. You know, that's your signature card for this experience called life. You have that. Too often we're steered into particular paths that might be for the benefit of someone else. And again, I think this opportunity is for us to sort of step back and tap into what is it that I truly want to bring forth, birth within this life experience. And that doesn't happen, you know, when we're judging ourselves, when we're not stepping into our magnificence, when we're telling ourselves, you know, there's something wrong with us, there's something broken, we're not enough, we're not worthy of love, or whatever other origin stories we tell ourselves. I'm here to tell you, and I've worked with a lot of people over a lot of years, and I've worked on myself a lot, and I know that when we step back into the truth of who we are, we really do have all that we need to achieve whatever it is that's our particular piece. I may not have everything I need within myself now to create something else, which is someone else's story or someone else's, you know, creation story. That's not necessarily about me and for me. For me, the thing that I want to bring into life, I do have the potentiality to do that. whether that's writing books, whether that's teaching, whether that's speaking up, whether that's, you know, doing all the things that I do in my life, I believe I've got everything I need to do all of that stuff, to be in a deep and powerful conversation with a client and knowing where the little thing is that needs to be tweaked that's going to bring out the best in them. That's what I know. And I know that about you, and I know that about every single person I've worked with. No one's who I've ever worked with, myself included, has ever reached their full potential. And in most cases, I think, you know, we tap into a small percentage of our potential. And the thing that gets in the way of that potential, the obstacles, are the stories we tell ourselves. Rather than the story of all you need is within you now. All you need is within you now. And I could, you know, talk on this subject for more, meander in different directions, but that's the message. That's the message of this conversation. That's the message of this podcast. That's the message I want to impart with you, and I want you to ponder. All you need is within you now. What if all you needed was within you now? What would you do with that? How would you go about your day? How would you go about the rest of, you know, this year and the next year and the next years to come? If you already had everything you need within you now, what is it that you want to bring forward? What is it you want to create into being? What is it that you want to be part of? What is it you want to leave a legacy of? What is it? Because know that you have everything you need to do it. Like I said, maybe you need some skills, but that's the easy stuff. It's the psychology stuff, the personal psychology, the mindset that's the thing that's going to have the greatest impact on your ability to achieve the thing that it is that you wish to achieve. The other stuff is this icing on the cake. So I hope that message lands for you in whatever way it needs to land for you. And I hope that, you know, wherever you are on this amazing, beautiful, gorgeous planet of ours, you're having an absolutely fantastic day. Stay tuned in to my stuff because I am bringing a program out November 2021, which is about becoming a natural superhuman. How to tap into, you know, this natural superhuman. I've talked about archetypes, the leader, the warrior, the sage. I'm going to expand on that, how to be those, because I think that's the character we need to become or bring forth, you know, all we need within us now. Is all those things. We've got the leader within us, we've got the warrior within us, and we've got the sage within us. We just need to bring all of those forward, and I think those are definitely archetypes and character traits that are going to help us navigate through uncertain times, which are, you know, likely to continue for months and who knows, maybe years. But on a positive note, yeah, if we show up in the right way for that experience, we will have an evolutionary experience. We'll have a spiritual growth experience. It'll be powerful. So keep an eye out for that. Sign up for my newsletter. If you're not signed up for my newsletter, I'll keep you plugged in with that sort of stuff. If you want to work with me and in any coaching capacity, don't hesitate to reach out. And if you're interested in working with me in a small group of people in 2022 to support you through that year for 9 months, make sure you check out my website and look into that program. Just a small group of 8 people, it's a powerful thing. Okay, that's enough from me. Last message, all you need is within you now. Have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.